Exclusive O'Donnell, Drop Zone into Hell, D-Day. By Patrick K. O'Donnell on June 6, 2019. This week marks the 75th anniversary of one of the great turning points in World War II, D-Day. Some of the first Allied troops to touch ground in Normandy were paratroopers. Beginning nearly 30 years ago, I started interviewing and gathering the stories of thousands of these remarkable World War II veterans. They were my close friends and family. My daughter called most of them uncle. Sadly, very few of them remain. Today, I'm in Normandy walking in their footsteps. At St. Mary Eglise and other airborne drop zones behind Utah Beach. Hallowed ground where these men made and changed the course of history. This article captures the heart of combat, the raw feelings, emotions, and experiences these men endured in their own words. One of my closest friends was Dutch Schultz, of the 82nd Airborne Division's 505th Parachute Infantry Regiment. After the drop, Schultz found himself near St. Mary Eglise in one of Normandy's hottest spots, La Fierre Bridge. Schultz's story and the accounts in this article are captured in my best-selling book, Beyond Valor, World War II Rangers and Airborne Veterans Reveal the Heart of Combat. Before we jumped, I really didn't realize what I was getting into. I still thought it was like playing soldier when I was a kid. I had a romantic vision of war. We were supposed to take off on the 4th, but it was postponed due to weather. We had a lot of meetings briefing us about our objectives. We took off on the evening of the 5th. At the time, Great Britain was on double daylight savings time. It was light out even at 9:30 or 10 o'clock. We had a lot of equipment, about 100 extra pounds. One of the things that they gave us was a teller mine, and teller mines were used against tanks. They also gave us a Gammon grenade. This is the first time that anybody in the platoon had seen a Gammon grenade. A small bean bag-like grenade filled with high explosives for knocking out tanks. They told us to keep the cap screwed on tight. Anyway, while we were loaded into the planes waiting to take off, there was a tremendous explosion. What happened, of course, was that a Gammon grenade had gone off and had blown one of the planes sky high, killing or injuring most of the people in the plane. There were only two people that came out of that unscathed. They got onto another plane, and they were both killed in Normandy. It was then that I started to realize, hey, this is for real. Later, when we were moving forward, a friend of mine ran across a German soldier lying on the ground crying for help, obviously in a great deal of pain. My friend went up to him and started prodding the man with his rifle, asking for his pistol. The German was still crying when my friend put the muzzle of his rifle between the German's eyes and pulled the trigger. I watched him, and there was no movement in my friend's face. I was both appalled and awed by what I saw. There was a part of me that wanted to be just like him. I wanted to be tough like they taught us in training, but I couldn't. 50 years later, I saw him for the first time since the war at a reunion and brought up the incident. He broke down into tears. Lynn Buck Compton, a paratrooper with Easy Companies, 506th Parachute Infantry Regiment, 101st Airborne Division, who was portrayed in the award-winning miniseries Band of Brothers, remembers the action on D-Day. On June 6, a squad of about a dozen men from E Company, reinforced later by a few other men from D Company, took out a battery of German artillery that was pointed at Utah Beach. Easy Company's assault demonstrates how the individual initiative of the American combat soldier and a small group of men positioned at the right place at the right time could bend history and potentially impact an invasion. I landed in an orchard near some hedgerows. It was very quiet right at that moment, there wasn't anybody around. For some reason, the release thing on my chest harness didn't work, so I had to cut my way out of my parachute harness. Pretty soon I could see one paratrooper drifting down in a chute, and he landed about 50 yards away from me. I got up and ran over to him, and he challenged me. We were from different outfits, but I had the password, so we got together. We started stumbling around in the dark looking for guys to get some people together. By that time, I could see other people coming in. The Germans were firing up at them, and I saw some of our men getting hit. We finally got on a road. I had no idea where we were. I ran across a guy from another company. He was from D Company, an officer. He had a broken leg, and he was laying in a ditch alongside the road. He had one of those Thompson submachine guns with him. And I didn't have any weapons because my weapon was in the leg bag that broke off my leg when we jumped. So I talked him out of his submachine gun, and I told him, "If you get picked up by the medics, you won't need a gun. And if the Germans get you, you'll be better off without the gun, they won't have an excuse to shoot you. There was about a dozen of us at the time, and it was around 9 at night. I stripped down except for this submachine gun, which I cradled in my arms, and on my belly I made my way across this field. The guys were shooting from behind me, kind of laying down, covering fire with machine gun fire. I made it about 100 yards across this field, and there was a hedgerow here. I looked through it and I could see some Germans were dug in, and I saw these two guys stoking this cannon. So I thought, oh, hell, I'll jump through here with my Thompson and take these guys out. I leapt through the damn brush into the trench with this submachine gun. I went to pull the trigger, and it didn't go off. I pulled the hammer back, and it ejects a live round, it's got a broken firing pin. So I'm standing there, and these two Germans look at me, and they're wondering what the hell I'm doing. They take off running, so I threw a couple of hand grenades, and I hit one of them right in the head as it exploded. By that time, a couple of our guys came charging up and jumped through the hedgerow with me. And we got into these trenches and were running around shooting anything in sight. I remember there was a wooden carton or case laying there in this thing. And on top of it was one of those German grenades they call potato mashers. It was lying on top of this carton, and somebody kicked the box, and the thing rolled off into the middle of this trench, and the pin fell out. We all just kind of pushed ourselves against the side of the trench, and it went off. It didn't hurt anybody. We worked our way down this trench line the rest of the night. More and more guys started showing up. We wanted to push out from there, but every time we started to move, we'd get shot at, and a couple of guys would get killed in front of me as we tried to work our way down this trench system. It was the first time I saw a person killed in front of me. I got out of the trenches and moved up onto some higher ground. I could see there were two trenches running laterally, and I was up there shooting down in this one direction where I thought the enemy was. These other guys were trying to make their way down into the trench, shooting Germans. Meanwhile, we were being raked by German machine gun fire from the hedgerows. There was just a lot of confusion, but suddenly somehow it all came to rest. We stopped, and we were able to move out of there, and we moved up the road. It was about 11:30 when we were finished. During the course of the attack, our guys destroyed the guns. Check back tomorrow for the first-hand account of one of the epic small unit engagements at Normandy, the Battle for La Fayette Bridge. Patrick K. O'Donnell is a best-selling, critically acclaimed military historian and an expert on elite units. He is the author of 12 books, including The Unknowns, The Untold Story of America's Unknown Soldier and World War I's Most Decorated Heroes Who Brought Him Home, Beyond Valor, and Washington's Immortals. The historian has interviewed thousands of World War II veterans and captured their stories in their own words. O'Donnell served as a combat historian in a Marine rifle platoon during the Battle of Fallujah and speaks often on espionage, special operations, and counterinsurgency. He has provided historical consulting for DreamWorks' award-winning miniseries Band of Brothers and for documentaries produced by the BBC, the History Channel, and Discovery. PatrickKDonnell.com, a combat historian.